The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 15 trivia questions on presidential firsts. Oh, and the whole world's on a lockdown. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show on YouTube and your favorite podcast listening apps. Guys, the world is changing. That's right. It's on lockdown. COVID-19 taking over everywhere. It is definitely affecting a lot of businesses in Southern California and around the world because everything is ordered to be stopped. You know, if you are somebody who's able to work from home, that is awesome. I applaud you, and I hope that you can continue to do that over the next 8 weeks or 3 months or the whole summer. They keep changing it every day on how long this is going to last, and none of us really have any idea, right? So I am still going to be podcasting because I can do it from home, but I will not be doing a ton of live events, obviously. We still have a few places this week that are remaining open because they don't attract huge, huge crowds, and they don't fall under like the restaurant category. And some of the closing is optional around Los Angeles and San Bernardino County right now. So I will still be doing a few bingo events this week. You can find all those on my website at triviawithbuds.com. But now more than ever is a time where I might ask you if you have a few extra bucks to throw it towards our Patreon page, because I'm going to be taking quite the hit over the next 3 weeks. I think we'll be okay for a while. But if you have listened to the show for a really long time and you have a buck or two to spare, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and see the cool stuff that I will send you in the mail and the different clubs you can become part of, like our book club, our puzzle club, which is brand new, and our different apparel clubs and things like that. So check those all out, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. If you want to do something for free, just tell a friend about the show, help me spread the word, and get some more eyes and ears on this show every single day. And you can send them over to youtube.com/triviawithbuds if they want to watch the show. You can send them to their favorite podcast app and say, just type in trivia, click on this guy's face, whatever's easiest for you, I would greatly appreciate it. And thank you so much to all the Patreon supporters I already have. And shout out to my newest Patreon patron, Christy Shipley from San Dimas, California. No, Laverne, California. That's where she lives. Mark and Christy have been playing my trivia and bingo nights for the last year or two around Southern California, and they've become great friends. So thank you, Christy, if you're listening. Today's episode is about U.S. presidential trivia, and we're going to get into that in just a second. We have 15 questions for you on that topic, written by Mike Maximchuk. Speaking of 15, for $15, I'm doing a big special thing on social media right now. If you want to have your own trivia night at your house, just any kind of topics, I'll create the whole packet and the digital files of everything you need to kind of run your own trivia night at home. Might be great for getting your family together, your friends or neighbors, things like that, people you are still interacting with. And you can pick any topics you want, and you can just DM me on any social media at Ryan Buds on just about everything, or you can email ryanbuds@gmail.com, and I'll send you a packet of instructions and answer sheets you can print out and how to run your own trivia night at your house. And again, you can pick any topics you want, or you could be like, I want it all on Friends or all on Seinfeld or all on Harry Potter, whatever you want. I can make it happen for you. Again, a whole trivia night's just $15. And if you want to get two different trivia nights, it's just $20. So you can save $10. If you want to get a couple of trivia nights to stock up on and play with your friends and family, again, go to my website, triviawithbuds.com. I'm going to put a big box at the top that's like, hey, buy trivia nights here. And hopefully, you know, we can sell some of those. I've already sold about four of them since I announced it yesterday. So thank you to everybody who's buying those on social media and creating their own custom trivia nights. That will definitely help out over the next couple weeks. Okay, this quiz is written by Mike Maximchuk. 15 questions on presidential firsts. And like I said, nothing should break up the podcast here. We should still be coming out every single day because I have a lot more time on my hands, especially at night. I'll also be doing a lot of live streams, and I'll still be doing the weekly trivia that I would do for my live trivia nights, and I'll take that and I will email it to every player who RSVPs to last week's events. So if you are a Southern California trivia player and you're like, hey, what about trivia this week? You'll still get it in some form that you can play with your friends or by yourself or whatever you want to do. And if you are interested in getting those rounds as well, totally free, you just want a free trivia night for the whole week, let me know about that too in a message of some kind, and I'll see what I can do to send those to you. All right, we're going to jump into these questions on Presidential First by Mike Maximchuk right now. Here we go. All right, this quiz is about presidential firsts. These are all the first times things happened for different presidents. Let's see if you can guess them all. Question number one. This president was the first president to have a Christmas tree in the White House. Who was that? This president was the first president to have a Christmas tree in the White House. Question number two, this president was the first to hold a press conference on television. Number two, this president was the first to hold a press conference on TV. Number two. Question number three, this president was the first president to campaign by telephone. First president to use the telephone in his campaign. Number three. Question number four, this was the first president to call his residence in Washington, D.C., the White House. Number four, who first called it the White House? Question number five, this president was first to use a bathtub and kitchen stove in the White House. Number five, this president was the first to use a bathtub and kitchen stove in the White House. Question number six, this president was the first president to ride a railroad train. Number six, this president was the first president to ride a railroad train. Question number seven, this president established the first national park in 1872, Yellowstone. Number seven, this president established Yellowstone. Question number eight, the first vice president to ascend to the presidency upon the death of a president. Who was that? Number eight, the first VP that became the P. Number eight. Question number nine, the first president born in a hospital. First president born in a hospital. Number nine. Six more to go. Here's number 10. The first president to shake hands with guests. Previously, people bowed to presidents. Who was the first president to shake hands with guests? Number 10. Question number 11. The first president to speak over the radio. Number 11. The first president to speak over the radio. And number 12, the first president to give a speech on television, different than the press conference. Number 12, the first president to just give a speech on television. Number 13, the first president to travel outside the U.S. to Panama. Number 13, the first president to travel outside the U.S. to Panama. Number 14, the first president to own a car. Number 14, the first president to own a car. And number 15, the first president to be on a postage stamp. Who is the first president to be on a postage stamp? Those are all 15 questions for Presidential Firsts by Mike Maximchuk. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We are back with the answers to Presidential Firsts. Let's see how you did on this quiz on U.S. presidents. Guys, also, if you want to do something for free to help me out, leave some iTunes reviews. Help get some more eyes on the show when they search trivia on the iTunes search results. Trivia with Bud should pop up right towards the top, but to get even closer to the top, we got to get some more reviews on the show. We're almost at 200. I think we're at 188, 189. So if you have a second and you've listened to the show for a while, go on your app and leave us a nice review. I think you can just leave a rating without leaving a written review if that floats your boat. So do that for for me, that would help me out quite a bit. Here's number one's answer. The president was the first president to have a Christmas tree in the White House. This president was Franklin Pierce. Number one, Franklin Pierce. Question number two, this president was the first to hold a press conference on television. The answer was JFK, John F. Kennedy. Number three, this president was the first president to campaign by telephone. William McKinley was the answer there. Number three, William McKinley. Number four, this was the first president to call his residence the White House in Washington, D.C., Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt, who might come up later on the list, says prior to his term, it had been called the Executive Mansion or the President's House. Number five, this president was first to use a bathtub and kitchen stove in the White House, Millard Fillmore. Taft was the one who got stuck in the tub, but Millard Fillmore first to use those two things. Number six, this president was the first to ride a railroad train. That was Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson. Number seven, this president established the first national park in 1872, Yellowstone, Ulysses S. Grant. Number eight, the first vice president to ascend to the presidency upon the death of a president was John Tyler. And number nine, the first president born in a hospital, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter. Number 10, the first president to shake hands with guests. Previously, people bowed to presidents was Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson. Number 11, the first president to speak over the radio was Warren Harding. Number 12, the first president to give a speech on television, Harry S. Truman. Number 13, the first president to travel outside the U.S. to Panama was Teddy Roosevelt. There he is again. And number 14, the first president to own a car was William Taft. I wonder if he got stuck in that. And number 15, the first president to be on a postage stamp was George Washington. George Washington, our first president. So there you go. Some fun presidential facts, courtesy of Mike Maximchuk. Thank you, Mike, for writing those questions and always busting your hump to come up with really great quizzes for the show in the near future. We have one more question for you. It's the question of the day. And the question of the day is, what Disney movie features Grandmother Willow? Tweet me your answer at Ryan Buds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was monthly for how often Wired Magazine comes out. And your trivia team name of the day is Hungry Hungry Hippogriffs, a nice Harry Potter themed team name. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thank you for telling a friend about the show. Thank you for your support on Patreon at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. If you want to see all the locations that are canceled on a weekly basis, I'll be updating a big banner at the top of triviawithbuds.com as places might open up or close up. I'll have them all listed right at the top, and you'll still be able to RSVP for bonus points and bonus bingo cards at the events that are still going on below in the normal section. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.